This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne, sitting in for Bob Edwards. As the economy continues to sputter, more cities are struggling to balance their budgets. Spending cuts at the state and federal level are squeezing local finances, and a drop in sales tax revenues is forcing cities to trim their expenses. New York City faces its worst financial crisis in two decades. From New York, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
New York City has a $4.8 billion shortfall in its budget this year, and that deficit is expected to grow by as much as $6 billion over the next 3 years. Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the city's budget is in a very different position than it was even 2 years ago.
We went from a world where we were generating a surplus every year to a world where the tax revenues, at least for the next few years, do not come close to paying for the services that the public wants and deserve to have.
The economy was slowing before September 11th, but the downturn combined with the attacks hit New York City particularly hard. The destruction of the World Trade Center closed or crippled many businesses and eliminated roughly 100,000 jobs in Lower Manhattan. In addition, the hesitancy of people to travel, particularly to New York, dampened an economy that relies heavily on visitor spending. Will Speck, a film and commercial director from Los Angeles, hadn't been in New York since September 10th. He's just returned for a three-week shoot. Sitting in the lobby of the Mercer Hotel in Soho, Speck says he blows through money in New York like nowhere else.
Every time you get into a taxi cab, every time you pick up, you know, a coffee at the corner or, you know, a pair of pants that you happen to walk by on the way home from your hotel. I mean, you know, I've spent more money here than I've spent, far superior to any other job that I've done in any other city. Not to mention the fact that the hotel is, like, ungodly expensive.
But in the months after September 11th, people weren't spending in New York the way Speck is now burning through his per diem. In their absence, visitor-related tax revenues fell 12%, further crimping the city's $40 billion budget. The travel slowdown has also affected places like Orlando, San Francisco, and New Orleans, which rely heavily on tourist taxes to help pay for city services. In other parts of the country, cities are struggling as a result of the burst of the dot-com bubble, bankruptcies in the steel industry, and the slow migration of manufacturing jobs overseas. Chris Haney, the research manager for the National League of Cities, says cities' finances have been somewhat insulated from the current economic slowdown. This is because much of their money comes from property taxes.
It takes a much deeper recession to affect the value of people's property or the value of commercial property. They also don't boom and bust quite the same way that sales and income taxes did. So, for example, cities didn't see the heavy growth in revenues that the federal and state governments saw over the last 10 years.
But he expects cities to take a financial hit in the coming years as businesses contract, office vacancy rates rise, and the tax assessments on commercial properties stagnate or fall. The recent pressure on cities' budgets is not just on the revenue side. There's been increased demand for job placement and training programs. And then there are the additional expenses related to September 11th.
I think all the cities in the United States have to deal with homeland security issues.
Dearborn, Michigan Mayor Michael Guido says the federal government has offered some money to help offset homeland security costs. But overall, he says, increased security and the training of emergency personnel is a new burden on cities.
In addition to homeland security, you still have to take care of the everyday business of crime. You still have to have police officers out on the street to deal with traffic issues and bank robberies and other things. You know, homeland security is just an additional burden for us.
State governments have seen an even more pronounced decline in their revenues as the stock market plummeted and the economy has gone in and out of recession. This fiscal pressure has caused some states to cut back revenue sharing programs they've traditionally had with cities. Mayor Bloomberg in New York has tackled his deficit by borrowing funds, asking every city department to trim its spending, increasing taxes on cigarettes and cell phones, and boosting the cost of ambulance services. Most mayors this year are also crossing their fingers and hoping that the economy rebounds before they have to make deep cuts in municipal services. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, New York.